You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, I just want to do a tip of the cap to every millennial who's listening right now, because we didn't even say why we wanted you to call. We kept that from you. And yet the lines are filled.
Packed,
so
yes.
I just want to tip the cap to millennials because you guys are game to try anything without being afraid.
Thank you.
Good for you. And now those of you who are on hold, we may not get to all of you, but don't hang up. And especially when you hear what we're about to do, don't chicken out and hang up. Stay strong. It's not going to hurt.
Right.
But there's a reason why we've got you on the phone, like Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
So, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 39.
39. So, you're still a millennial, Gen Y.
Yep.
And tell us about your kid or kids. How old are they?
So I have two boys. I have a 16-year-old and 12-year-old.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
So now I'm going to explain to you and everyone who's on hold why we had you call.
Yeah. It might have been a while since you've actually done this, so go ahead. Yeah. Tell her.
So there's a story out this morning, Christina, and they polled thousands of millennial parents to see if they actually know the words to lullabies.
Okay.
Okay, good. She's just waiting.
She's thinking back. Did you tell your kids lullabies when they were growing up? You know, trying to get them to go to bed?
No.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. And by the way, those of you who are on hold, no Googling.
Don't cheat.
No cheating. Do not cheat. This is an honor system here. So what we're going to do with you, Christina, and some of these other callers is we've got different lullabies. We are going to sing the first lines from them, and then you have to finish them.
Okay.
Are you game?
Okay. She got really quiet.
Are you ready to try?
I'm ready.
Okay. Finish this lullaby. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Go.
Up above the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner! See, you did know it.
I do know it, but I don't remember singing it to them.
No, you just kind of know it. It's an iconic one. It's funny because I'm looking at that one. There's like five more paragraphs to that song that I don't think anyone else would know. Does anyone
really?
Know after Like a Diamond in the Sky?
I thought it just repeated twinkle, twinkle, little star.
When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light, twinkle, twinkle, all the night. And then it goes on to various more verses.
Nobody would know that.
There's even more, yeah.
I don't know the rest of that.
I've never heard the rest of it. Well,
you're a champ. We gave you the easiest one. Christina, thanks for calling. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
Thank you for listening. All right. Who's our next victim? It's going to be Caleb. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
How old are you?
I am 27.
Okay. And you're a parent?
Yeah, I have a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old. All right. So here we go. We're going to try this out with you. How would you have done with Twinkle Twinkle?
You were 17 when you had a kid?
I'm actually a step parent.
Oh, okay.
But
gotcha.
Yes.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. All right, buddy.
Fair enough. All right, so you're not getting Twinkle Twinkle. You're getting a different one. Are you ready?
I don't think so. I'm not sure I would have done too well.
Just do the first line.
You're getting star.
Yeah, give him the first line.
All right, just one line. Ba, ba, black sheep.
I had a hunch.
I might save that one for someone else. Caleb, we're 1-1 so far. Listen, thank you for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right, see you later.
He's like, what the hell did I just do? Aaron, good morning. What's going on in your world?
Good morning. I am just headed into work.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, right. And tell us about your child or children. How old are they?
I have a 16-month-old and one on the way.
Dang.
Oh, right.
Right on.
So are you singing lullabies to that 16-month-old?
We try, but my husband and I can't carry a tune, so.
Well, the kids don't know that.
All right, let's see if you can finish this one, which, by the way, is very, it's a dark and grim lullaby. Are you ready to see if you can finish it?
Okay.
Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. Finish it.
When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all.
You know we it. Have a the little baby fell right out of the tree.
My baby loves to climb, too.
Oh, there you go. That one fits.
We're 2-1. We are 2-1. Aaron, I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Bye,
okay?
Aaron.
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Who's next? Hunter. Hunter, good morning.
Good morning.
So this survey says that only 55% of millennials knew the words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe it? It's
no.
A survey. 2000. They asked them. They answered. Only 43% knew Rockabye Baby.
Oh, I think I know that one.
Well, Aaron just got that one. Yeah. You get the easiest one of all, I think. I think it's the easiest one. Jeremy, would you say this is the easiest?
It is. Yeah, it just repeats and repeats. Just give her the first line on this one.
Row, row, row your boat.
Gently down the stream. Oh, God.
What's next?
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Ding, ding,
there we
ding.
Go. There we go.
You know
she
it.
She froze for a moment.
I knew that one, too.
Do you knew that one too? Well, I'm going to try that one out on somebody else, but we're 3-1. I'm glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
You too. You didn't ask how old I was.
How old are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 25. I'm the youngest millennial.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just wanted to tell everyone you're 25, huh?
And how old is your little one?
She's 3. I just wanted you to know you had like a lot of age group like in this, not just 30-year-olds.
No, that's great.
Way to go.
Thank
well,
you
Caleb
listening.
Was 27, too, so we got a couple of you 20-somethings. We appreciate you listening. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. Yeah, so far we're 39, 27, 32, 25. We might have time for just one more. It's Rachel. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Really good.
It's a great day. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, very and tell good. Us about your child.
I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Man, what's all that right. 4-year-old into these days?
Unicorns is pretty much it.
Same. That's cool. We could hang out.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Nothing else.
That's it. Horses with horns.
Jeremy was wearing his unicorn shirt the other
day.
Oh,
yeah. Like, it's one of my faves. Heavy in heavy rotation.
Yep.
All right, we got the one that we didn't get for you.
We couldn't get a winner with this one. We're going to try with you again. Ba-ba, black sheep.
Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full.
Yay!
That's it. Yes!
Yay!
Here's what we have discovered then, because we took 5 calls out of this. 4 out of 5 Dom and Jeremy listeners know it. While only half the country knew these.
Well done, millennials.
Awesome. You made us proud. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Bye, Rachel.